Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang. It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
You know what it is? It's DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. Shy Jones and DJ Omizi is with us today on Big Facts Friday. What's up, fam? What's up, gang? What's up with everybody? What's the word?
The first word? One always burns.
What? That's you take a shot. Jay, take a shot. Everybody take a shot.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't drink, bro?
Yeah.
You gonna take a shot?
I'm gonna take a shot.
Yeah, welcome birthday, to the family. Right? Yeah. It was.
I'm gonna take a shot with y'all.
There you go.
I appreciate y'all having me today. I'm on this
DeLeon.
Tequila, man.
Before we get started, what's on everybody's mind? Everybody good?
Everybody solid.
What's on your mind?
You taking a shot today?
I am not. What's on your mind?
We ate. Scream, what's up?
I am not. What's on your mind?
And it's not Ramadan.
I am not. What's on your mind?
How you, what's the word of the day? That's you today, right now, at this moment.
What is it, Jay?
So the word of the day is repudiate.
And the definition. Means?
The definition is to reject or refuse to accept or support something or someone, which you would be. in the middle of the shot.
Oh, that what that mean?
Yeah, that was Scream.
I don't think that what that mean.
Ding-a-ling, that's what that means.
That's most, yeah, that's it. And then, like, you, so you don't associate with certain shit. Like, I don't associate with sucker shit. I repudiate sucker shit.
So I've been somewhere trying to use that word sounding dumb in here, using
how
the wrong way.
It? How you been using it?
Not like that.
How you use it? How you to repudiate is the same thing as to rebuke.
Yeah, basically.
Say less. Learn something every day on Big Facts.
You know how you rebuke Satan? You can repudiate his ass, too.
So what's some of the things that you feel like you repudiate?
Say it.
Well, the things that I used to repudiate, I've grown to accept now, so I don't want to say that. But if we're just going to be all the way 1,000, I used to repudiate bitches.
I'm saying, but what's now? Not used to. We're talking about now. We're moving forward.
Now, okay.
Oh, that's a good one, though. Why did you used to repudiate female dog?
I got you, Scream. Women, I got you. Yeah, because, I mean, not the good ones, just the messy, like, the ones
you
that weren't
you didn't give them
people
a chance.
Yeah, but what if you didn't even give them a chance to even know if they was messy or nothing like that? And that was a flaw that I had, and I worked on it and got better.
That's big. That's big. Because I remember at them shows and shit, them girls be like, hey, tell her we good. Tell her we can come in and sex. Jay looking like, but only Golden. Look like you want to come over. Damn, Jay. Damn.
Nah, what about you? What about you, Amazing?
I would say I've been repudiating. I would say not being consistent, right? Was that like?
Laziness.
That's
it.
Laziness.
I was gonna say
that.
That's crazy.
What's up?
Laziness
been.
Nigga ran your mind,
didn't he? Yeah.
Energy.
That's some DJ shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you,
Spring? I was just come back to me. I gotta think of another one.
My bad.
Dang. I think for me is bullshit people.
Yeah.
Like I really like. I do not like being around bullshit people or somebody that try to insult my intelligence. And I feel like only bullshit people would try to insult my intelligence. Mm. So, like, I would say I repudiate. Did I say it right? Repudiate?
Yeah.
Bullshit people.
Repudiate.
I just repudiate bullshit, period. Like, I just don't like bullshit.
In the family, yeah.
I think it's because I'm getting older.
I think I repudiate anything that fucks up my energy.
Mm. Bullshit.
Anything. It ain't got to be no bullshit. It could be some good shit, but if I don't, if it...
How can good shit...
How can good shit...
It can. Because it could be what good for you could be bad for me.
No, I'm saying in general. No, what's an example? We just want to understand.
Shit.
Like some good shit.
I don't know, shit. Being a vegan. That's good for some people. Yeah. But
you,
I can't
you
do that.
You repudiate vegan tree?
I don't support that.
What?
Because I tried it for one day and that shit didn't work.
But you
for
still one eat day? Vegan food sometimes?
Yeah, but I'm saying I can't. But that ain't being a vegan, though. Because you eat vegan food don't make
like
you vegan.
Like, vegan niggas don't even eat cheese
but
and
shit. I think repudiate is like anti. You're not anti-vegans. You just, it ain't for you. Mm. I think when you think repudiate, you got to think anti.
I just tried to use that as an example. Y'all had me for an example.
I got you. Do we think that we keep it moving?
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say.
Don't dig too deep into that shit.
Yeah, because I don't.
I was going to say lies, because like lies create a lot of other bullshit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like lies is the root of a lot of bullshit. So I definitely am anti.
Sometimes people lie for a good... I've seen people lie for a good reason and a good cause.
There's only one good cause.
To protect your feelings. Hell no, don't protect my feelings. Tell me the
truth.
But
at the end of the day,
tell me the truth.
You're going to have to... In this world, if you told the honest, brutal truth all the time, you would be a villain.
Yeah, I'm talking 100%. About the type of malicious lies, like lying on people.
Oh, nah, that's what I'm saying.
Those malicious.
If she asks me how hell looking, I don't like it. I'm gonna stay. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, it's cool, but I like the other one better. Yeah. I'm not gonna be like, nah, that shit is trash.
Yeah, that's a different. I don't even consider that like.
That's a lie though.
So maybe I should say malicious white lie.
Yeah.
Malicious lie.
Yeah, malicious lie.
People lying on people.
Yeah.
Knowing you some bullshit.
Right. Because that creates way more issues.
Yeah, I would rather motherfucker just tell the truth and just be like, whatever you feel about me, just say it's an opinion. Don't make up a lie to back up your opinion.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. Now that's malicious. Like, you're gonna make up a lie to get to convince other motherfucker to feel how you feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. If you just be like, bro, I don't know what it is. I just don't like this nigga. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Don't make up a lie so other motherfucker be like, damn, he did that.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're campaigning for somebody not to fuck
smearing.
You say what, bro?
It's like you campaigning for somebody not to fuck
yeah,
with.
Yeah, like that's the lame shit in the world to me.
Yeah.
That's the lame shit in the world to me. Let these folks meet these folks and see who I am.
That's pussy shit. Like
top of the line.
Yeah. So like you can repudiate old friends,
Garfield,
right?
The cat.
I don't know if you can be, if you repudiate somebody, I don't think you can call them a friend. Because again, repudiate is like
ex-friends. You can repudiate.
Yeah, they become enemies.
So
or strangers.
When you repudiate something, you're completely done with it and you never look back.
I think anti is the perfect word to go with repudiate. So are you anti? Somebody might be, somebody might repudiate all drugs, or somebody might repudiate, I don't know.
But shit, most people that have any dealings with drugs usually go back.
Not all the time.
They don't repudiate, they relapse.
No, I'm talking about people who may not have ever done no drugs. They might repudiate drugs. Yeah, they might repudiate. They anti-drugs. Yeah, yeah. They anti-this.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but once you get a taste, the whole shit goes to waste.
Oh, gosh.
No, right.
We do not condone drugs.
No. Yeah, we don't. But, you know, shit happens in life. It comes at you fast.
I just feel like back to the other shit of people just making up lies. Like, that shit does just... That shit is unfathomable. That's another word from Big Facts Friday. You know what I'm saying? We learning words here. You know what I'm saying?
And we reuse our shit.
Exactly. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
You really can't even fix that if somebody done, like, basically tried to persuade other people not. Like, I can't refrain nobody who ever, like,
I don't really don't give fuck a fuck. Like, fuck you and them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you, like, I, guess what? See, that's what I do. I see when you go, like, save in the screen. Like on some anti-bank shit. He repudiated me.
Yeah.
And then me and Omiz have been cool all the time. Yeah. Now I see y'all tight. Now I'm starting to try to see Omiz on that screen shit.
Like, what's funny about me? Like, the nigga Boogie said when we had him on the show, he was like, what's funny about me?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, no pictures talking about me. What? Like,
real shit, though. But it's just like, I feel like if you wanted to, if you want to believe, if you listen to that and want to believe that, you want to feel like that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you believe there's even an ounce or a kernel of truth to what this fuck nigga is saying about me, then you a fuck nigga too.
Yeah, facts.
Especially if you knew me already and then you let somebody else persuade you.
Exactly. Like, how because what me and him went through got to do with you. Like, right. I could have did the worst shit in the world to him.
Yeah.
And he could tell you.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell you what he did to me to make me react.
Right.
Okay, now... You feel how you feel because he told you his story first. I ain't even telling you my side. Fuck both of y'all.
Yeah.
Two fucks in a bucket.
Yeah.
Okay, what if it's like, even if... I understand. I understand what y'all are saying, right? But I'm just trying to think of like playing devil's advocate. Like, if you telling me a story about him, right? And then I'm listening to it. I'm like, damn, he is fucked up for that. Like, because I'm just basically listening to your side of the story. Yeah. Like, and I'm just saying, like, damn, that's some fucked up shit. He is fucked up, right? And then Scream hear me saying that and Scream go back and tell you I said that don't make me a fucked up person going with it. I'm just hearing his side of the...
No, it depends on how you act after you hear it.
Wait,
she's saying if she agree to his story, like, that was some bullshit Bank did. And Scream come tell me that she heard her say that's some bullshit. Because I could have did some bullshit
to
him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I understand that. You could agree with that. But what I'm saying is, I'm not even finna give you my side of the story. If you acting like you feel some type of way because I did something fucked up to him.
Yeah,
like,
but
you
chose
fuck you too.
But what if the person don't even... Like, I'm just thinking of, like, a friendship. So this shit happened
with...
This shit happened with people and their friends all the time. But what if me, right? The whole situation just played out like that. Scream went and told you something. I never even come back to you to say I had a conversation with this man about you.
But I'm going to watch your actions. I ain't going to approach you with it first. I'm going to listen to Scream. Oh, okay, she did. I'm finna see. Now, if you treat me different, you chose your side.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You treat me different, you chose your side. You feel like fuck me because of what I did to him.
Right. What if they don't
treat
you
different? So now I'm gonna do the same shit I did to him to you.
I'm crying. What if they don't treat you different? They just side eye. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You side eye and they treat me different. If you ain't been side eye.
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
Yeah.
I kind of see what you're saying, though, because sometimes,
because I'm just saying, because, if let's just put this scenario out there, like, you know what I'm saying? He telling me that you done stole some money from him or whatever, but me and you, we ain't never had bad business or nothing like that. He like, man, Bank just got me for some money or whatever. I'm like, damn, that shit fucked up or whatever, but we about to do business or do some shit together, and then now when the business come, I'm like, shit, let's have these lawyers look at this shit again, because he just told me that situation.
But that's business, though.
Yeah, that's business.
I respect that. I respect how many other times you got to look at your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't, don't go to saying, Because he said I stole something from him, go to spread and I'm a thief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you don't
yeah.
even know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could be lying. He could be telling you his side before I tell my side.
Because he's right. trying to steal something from you. Yeah. Right, right.
That's what usually happens. Motherfuckers trying to... It's like pulling the wool over your eyes. I want to make you feel this way about this person because he know my truth. Mm. Right. So I'm finna get to you and tell you.
I'm trying to beat him to the punch.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to beat a nigga to the punch. I'm trying to tell you what... I'm trying to destroy his character. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can already look at him, and I know what type of nigga this nigga is. He gonna jump the gun and be like, fuck all of us.
For sure. Yeah, so when he does tell the truth, his credibility is already fucked up.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Broken down.
That's a master manipulator.
Broken yeah, that's down. What it is. But that's why, like... A nigga try to come, I swear to God, bro, you can ask any of my friends, anybody. When they come tell me something about a nigga, I say, what you do to him? Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do that. Yeah,
that's why I asked, what you did to him? Why he just do that to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why he choose you?
Yeah, why he just do that to you?
He
that man ain't known for doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why he just did that to you?
Yeah, you do always say that.
Like, what happened? Then you break it down. Then I might ask him. Mm.
Yeah.
You did this?
Hey, what's up with y'all niggas, bro?
Yeah, what's up? Okay, I'm the type of nigga put y'all nigga on the phone on three-way like, bro, say something. Oh, say something. Say oh, something. God. He on him. Y'all on him. Say it.
Yeah.
He said, you said, say it. Yeah. I'll just keep on trying to go around the room and just keep whispering and filling my head up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I step back out the whole pitch and just let y'all do that on y'all own.
Yeah.
So we repudiate dancing around the problem.
Mm, yes. So, just, yeah. Oh, let me add this to that, too. That's just like your girl. Mm. Her best friend is not going to like you.
Ever.
If y'all have a toxic relationship.
Right.
Because she's only crying to her, telling her side of the story, than making you an animal. But she's not,
not telling what she did.
Not telling what she did or maybe what ticking you off. You get what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how that shit worked.
That's exactly how it worked.
Sure.
That's.
Man, what the hell going on behind the camera today, man?
It's almost cold.
This thing keep on goddamn.
I'm so confused. I gotta learn sign language.
Yeah,
she's a runner. She's a track star.
Nah, let's go, Scream.
So, what are we doing, Scream?
Okay, we elaborated on repudiating.
Okay, so the second part B of the definition is to deny the truth or validity of. Something
we talked about that before, yeah.
That's a part beside.
Well, that's like remember. No,
what kind of neem it is?
What kind of what?
What kind of neem it is?
Is it
what it is? What that is?
We was talking about the Big Facts episode, like
proverbs.
What was the word? I think it was validity. It's almost like the validity episode, like what makes something valid.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like. What happened?
What. She go to giggles.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
But it's kind of like the validity of something. Who? So you repudiate the truth of something. Not the truth of something, but you repudiate something because you question the validity of it. Like the earth is round flat. All that shit we talked about in the validity episode.
But say that definition, the definition again. To deny the truth or validity of something.
Which is the earth is round, the earth, that type shit.
Okay, I have a question. Would that be like what a great example of that is like if somebody is in a relationship, right? And you know, relationships, they go back and forth of like what actually happened all the time. Mm. Right. And then you always have that one person, they like, well, that ain't the truth. That ain't the truth. And the other person, like, that's the truth. These are the facts or whatever. Does that kind of go into that?
We can.
What I mean? It's like, cause I guess my brain is going into like relationships and arguing and debating and then going back and forth.
I think
the definition needs a little bit more clarity because are we saying deny the truth or validity of something that has been proven or are we saying opinion. Deny the truth or validity of an opinion?
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Because
that's what we talked about.
In real life can't.
That's what you talked about the whole validity episode, but then Bank broke it down and said, is there ever really a, I ain't gonna say a fact, but there's always a loophole to everything that's supposed to be a truth, right?
That's right.
That's basically goes back to the same shit. So it's like you're repudiating. What is the word?
Repudiating.
You're repudiating. He's
farted. Repuku. What's the word?
I repudiate.
I put it. I repudiate stuff based on how we feel and. You know what I'm saying? We can repudiate a person, but that's based on how we feel. Some of us might repudiate certain people that other people won't.
Exactly.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Yeah, I can't not like somebody because you don't. I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know.
I was going to say, I could side-eye people that I really value how they feel and their opinion. And, like, for example, if Scream tell me somebody ain't it, I'm a side-eye.
Because you know Scream character. He a exactly. Nigga that's going to say who ain't it.
Right.
But what about a motherfucker who always saying somebody ain't it?
I think you know who to pick and choose, or like I ain't gonna listen to bro. Yeah, I'm gonna listen to bro.
Exactly. Yeah, like it depends. It's like certain people I see, they talking to certain motherfuckers. And I know they talking about me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna let you.
What?
Bro, listen.
No,
bro.
When you
see certain people together, you know what their conversation is.
What makes you think that though? Like,
just think about it.
What's y'all common denominator?
What do y'all have in common besides y'all don't fuck with me?
Right, exactly.
I mean, they can be talking about the weather, man. I ain't gonna say
after
that.
After the weather.
80 to 90% of what he said is true.
For sure.
But 10 to 20% is paranoia. Because they might not be studying.
Bruh.
Sometimes.
Okay, if he felt like I did something wrong to you, right?
Yeah.
And you felt like he did something wrong to me. Mm-hmm. Y'all never fucked around. But soon me and you fall out. Now y'all cool. What's the conversation?
The
conversation is probably
how
gonna be. Sometimes them don't like you niggas begin together making their little plays.
They got a trauma bond. It ain't even really about a trauma bond. It's like the ops always click up.
Always.
No matter what.
And try to repudiate your character.
Defecate.
For real. Defamation.
How you going? It's just like, right? You get into it with your wife, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And she have any sisters or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
If one of her sisters don't like mm-hmm. you, why she the one over here now? Because mm-hmm. we into it.
They talking.
What y'all talking about?
That's the one.
This the sister that coming over here now. She already done repudiated me.
Right.
Now that's who you finna go out with.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's definitely how it is.
That's a fact right
there. My hate campaign going on.
She in there slumming.
Call the sister that liked me to fix us.
Not the one that wanna pour.
Not the one that's gonna try to drive the wedge.
Right.
Not the one gonna get you that fuck 'em dress.
Oh, God.
I bought you a dress.
Damn, man. That shit crazy.
So who are some maybe people or types of people that we personally repudiate? We already kind of talk about liars.
I repudiate liars.
Liars, for yeah, sure. Liars, I think that's across the board.
Yeah, me too.
But are there any people, and it's not to throw any names under the bus, it could be people from years and decades ago. Are there any people that, bless you.
Excuse me, thank you.
Are there any people that we repudiate? Like some people, I'm just using an example, some people repudiate Donald Trump no matter what, right? Some people repudiate Donald Trump.
I was gonna say
any people... You say who?
I'm gonna say people like.
But I'll say, give me a name.
Oh, okay.
Somebody.
Name,
okay. Shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I repudiated like George Bush until I saw that there's worse and shit.
Definitely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit, it can get worse. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
And I can't think of too many. I'm just bringing it out. Are there any people? Maybe it's people in your personal life. I don't know.
Shoot. I know for me, I would say. I don't know all the people that did my mom wrong. So all my mom family, I don't fuck with none of them.
Mm.
Like, I just don't.
And I wonder if repudiation, that might not be a word, I wonder if that is a permanent thing.
I mean,
or
it
can,
is now. Yeah.
Or, I mean, I think, or if you can unrepudiate.
I think that comes with healing, right?
Because y'all all sit down and talk.
No.
And if your mom said, look, I give them my blessing, because you look at it a different way.
She can do it, but I wouldn't. Mm.
Damn.
It depends on how how deep shit go.
Nah. Yeah, because that family shit be crazy.
Nah, it's deep.
Like,
I get it.
Shit get wicked.
I get it.
So it's like some shit is just like,
I ain't even got no family no more.
Yeah.
Never my sisters and brother, my close. Like, why the fuck I'm trying to meet my cousin them that they ain't know when I was young? Now I look at it like, what the fuck I need to meet y'all now for?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We just said, and then they have out with 13 motherfuckers sleeping on the floor. We ain't have no family. Yeah. Why we got family now? Being in immediate circle, man, I guess I repudiate anybody who left us on 47 Montgomery Street.
Mm. Oh, God. Oh, God. Real no, serious.
Shit. Hell, I look like trying to be the bigger man now that I'm grown.
Let's have a family reunion.
What about a nigga down there, Asher Hill, bro? Them old and shit. Even though a nigga Asher there, but you know. I get by some lotion.
Y'all got repudiations. That might not be a word either, but
I had. Well, if we talking about like family shit, like I have this one aunt. It's like ever since I've been little, she always, you know,
you was little.
Fuck you, bitch! Just stop it.
What
the fuck is wrong with you, babe?
I don't remember that. I see you with Ted getting in the end.
How stupid.
But it was like ever since I was younger.
That's crazy.
Jay, you some bullshit.
Back in the day when I was in my early years.
Right.
it was just always used to be like some weirdo shit with her, like, because I'm an only child, so like, yeah, come on, I need that. So it was like fucking
I'll take mine with you.
Woo! It was just like always like some little like jealousy there. But I'm like, she was grown. She's a woman.
You think it's because of your mama? Probably. Is your mama's sister or your dad's sister?
My daddy's sister. But it was just like,
it
I was
been your mom though.
Yeah, she probably didn't like your mom.
Yeah,
you know how some people don't.
But
like
my mom, like if you don't love my, if you ain't love my mom, didn't fuck with nobody. Like so, it wasn't that. It was just like, you know, like I ain't even gonna lie. Like I was privileged. I was spoiled.
You know what it is? She probably was jealous
of the relationship of your mama and your.
No, it ain't even the mama relationship. Jealous of the relationship you had with your dad because his sister probably felt like she was your dad. Ace boom. Mm-hmm. But then when you came, you took that attention from her. So
yeah, that's possible
because you took my brother from me.
Yeah. But it was like the whole time I was growing up, it was always like some bullshit with her, whatever, whatever. So one year at Christmas, this was probably like 7 or 8 years ago, I think. Fucking, you know, like I'm the favorite cousin because I always let the kids do them, be them, whatever. You want some cake? Here, get 2 pieces. You want some candy? Get a whole bag. Like whatever, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Like as long as you're not being bad and cussing and you doing your schoolwork, whatever, whatever. So I'm telling my cousin's daughter that, you know, she can have a piece of like Christmas cake or whatever the fuck we had for the Christmas dinner, whatever, whatever. So here she comes and is like, she can't have no more cake. So I'm like, okay, bro. Like,
she gonna end up beating your ass for telling the story.
No, I don't care. Like, it's all good.
We already
hit that day. So
oh, y'all
like,
did.
Yeah, we did. Oh God, because I'm telling her like, okay, whatever, whatever. You got it. So my niece is looking like, what the fuck is going on? Because she don't know like what's going on. So she's getting the cake, whatever, whatever, and then she was like, I said you can't have no more cake. So I'm like, okay, well,
I don't care
she
who
got
told
the cake. Yeah, like, who like who you talking about? Me? Like, what the hell? Put some address on that shit. Like, I'm grown.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not no little kid no more. Like, relax.
What, is this her kid or somebody else's kid?
No, this is my cousin's daughter.
Oh, so it ain't even her kid. Okay.
No, it's not
y'all
her kid.
Either.
She
thinks she's okay.
Yeah, so like,
okay.
I'm telling her, like,
bro,
like, what's up? Like, what's up?
So if you saw her in the room, hold up, I'm sorry, you saw her in the room with another one of your cousins, don't like you, what they talking about?
Me. She tried to pull one of them like, I'm finna get in your face type shit. I'm like, bruh. But you know, I don't believe in old people fucking them up, whatever. But it was like, she got close enough to like breathe on me, and I just flipped out and lost it.
Yeah, that's pretty
And cool. they like, because it was me and my mom there, like my daddy hadn't got there yet, so they called my daddy like, oh my God, she done went crazy. Oh my God, you gotta hurry up again. My daddy done came all the way over there with one shoe and all kind of shit, but I'm thinking he's finna be mad at me, but he told her like, man, if you hey. Ever, yeah. like if you ever in your life think you finna touch her again, like I'm gonna whoop your ass myself. Like, oh God.
She definitely.
And it was like, yeah that shit was crazy. Like, it's been kind of rocky ever since, but.
Rocky or like, it's
over. It's going to be rocky.
But so do you repudiate her?
Huh?
Do you repudiate her?
Fuck yes.
So when she at the function and you walk in, you speaking to everybody but her.
Yeah. You know, I'm not disrespectful at all because she's still like my elder or whatever, but she knows now, like, don't fucking play with me at all. Period.
How old is she, young mom? Yes.
Shit, I think she's probably like 70 something now.
Oh, come on, Jay. Man, that's fucked up.
That was seven, eight years ago.
She was 63.
It might have been like 10 years or something.
10 years, she was 60 still.
That's fucked up. Nah.
You should have just took that ass whooping. That's fucked up, Jay.
Took the ass whooping.
Whatever, that's your auntie.
That's your great auntie.
Oh,
she ain't no old auntie, though. She ain't old.
She's 60.
That's not the year. She's still.
Jay, I'm like, look. I'm thinking she's about to say auntie, like, old. I've let her have it, whatever.
Like, yeah. That day, I just reached my breaking point. And she was close enough to breathe on me, bro. Like, so that shit did something to me. Like, that shit did something to me. Like,
yeah, it's time to hit.
Woo!
Why she didn't get mad when she was able, though? You wait till the lady was separate? That's fucked up, Jay.
That is. But no, because then the lady...
She been doing this shit all these Christmases.
Jay, my bad for asking age.
You waited till her 70th Christmas.
She wasn't 70. But I had to wait until I was grown.
Yeah,
because then the lady would have been fucked up for putting her hands on Jay.
Okay. Hey, we found the shit.
I had to wait till it was an even stomping ground.
It wasn't it's even. Never even.
She's 70. Bro.
She wasn't 70.
She was 60. She was 50 something.
Yeah, like she was a senior citizen.
Jay. We can agree.
But
it.
She wasn't acting like no senior citizen.
Oh, she bucked.
That's a fool.
What?
On the auntie with a knife in her purse.
Yeah, come on, man. You.
Omeezy, conversation. What's the name of the podcast?
Conversation with Omeezy, man. I'm interviewing everybody,
you
man.
You know. Big fat game on your shit,
for
man.
For sure. I can't wait to have y'all, man.
I just put them on the spot. We all come.
For sure. I can't wait to have all y'all, man. We're going to talk about it, you know.
What you think your angle is on your podcast?
My angle is just having a good conversation, man. Having a good conversation with the people. And, you know, giving the people the info they want to hear. Right. I'm sorry, they need to know.
Really. Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of times folks going to tell you what you need to hear, you know.
Omeezy go ahead and throw his flowers. A good brother right there.
Yeah, no, that's my brother.
Omeezy ain't making it no easy on these hoes.
Y'all used to have y'all party together, right?
Yes, man. Omeezy used to be... Yeah. The fucking the party palace. Starter at the palace. Like, we done been through some shit.
Hey, my little brother told me, my little brother used to work, though. He said, Jay said, turn this bitch up. Turn this bitch up. She said, hey, tell Omeezy, turn this bitch up. All right, Jay, I got you.
And Omeezy cranked that motherfucker right on up, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn, those were the days, man.
Those were the days, man. For sure.
It's kind of off our shit, but... Is the Atlanta party shit over? Is it over?
No.
It feel like it.
What y'all mean? I'm at classic clubs
that we're going to remember forever. Like, is the Palace the last ones? The Palace
I think that forum is closed because now you got so many lounges and so many hookah spots. Mm. So it's like, it's hard for spots like a Compound or Gold Room to survive. You feel
but
me?
I mean, even on some hood shit like Crucial Palace, honestly, I know that bank shit, but... That bank shit's supposed to pop off, right?
Honestly, I feel like it ain't because I DJ. I'm still on Old National. I DJ at VVS.
Right.
Like I do.
I want to come there on Wednesday.
Yeah, I do the Wednesday. That's my night. I do the R&B Wednesday. And when I tell you, like, the hoodest niggas being there listening to R&B, singing R&B. So, like, you know, that's.
But that just be finesse, though. Nigga had been not going to no club where they playing that goddamn op music.
I mean,
this shit different, but in them clubs, like,
I remember it's
different. It definitely get tricky. That's why I
just go out
at
R&B night.
Yeah, I remember when we used to go to the club. They used to play certain songs like "Nuck If You Bucket," "A Ride for My Nigga." You know somebody to get fight. Now you play them type of song that the type of song they rap about, they gonna be shooting.
That's what I mean.
It depends on who in there, though. You know, I don't really, you know, when niggas around my way have an issue, I think they, you know, they respect. You know, that I'm there and, you know, not trying to.
They respect it in the club. They'll handle it outside.
Yeah, I done seen so many niggas say, hey, if you weren't here, I'm finna go though.
Yeah.
You know? But no, I don't think the club scene dead in Atlanta. I definitely think it's too many R&B parties. You know, I do a bunch of them.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
but that's the vibe, though.
Yeah, for sure. I do Red Light Special, too, and Aunt Dirty.
Yeah. R&B shit the vibe, man. At least a nigga thinking about some pussy instead of thinking about.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Thinking about the wrong shit, bro. I think that's what fucked the world up, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't enough niggas listening to R&B.
That's it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
That's why the
party's
going.
When the sun go down, man, it's time to wind down.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Ain't trying to ride around with my motherfucking ass eyed up listening to this shit.
Yeah, back in the day when you used to think about the club, you used to think like, man, by the time I leave, how many numbers I'm going to get? How many niggas or how many women I'm going to meet? Nowadays, you go to the club, you be trying to run to the fucking car before the shit over. You ain't even parking lot pimping no more.
So nah, that's over.
Hell no. Back in the day, no parking lot. No, I'm just saying, back in the day, the parking lot was the it spot. Like, after the club, the lights on, you can see everybody. Yeah. Now you be trying to run to the car.
That's parking lot pimping outside shit too sprayable.
Nah, exactly.
For sure.
Catch one.
Clubs ain't closed no more.
And the police really out there, they just collecting that check. They not really finna
do it.
Not too many doing nothing like that.
My job.
Yeah.
Because technically, it's off duty. Yeah, it's off duty.
Straight up. They just getting extra.
Yeah, this extra. I ain't even trying to call in and do the report.
They got shot up. The police pum first.
Yeah. But they don't want to do the report. They ain't trying to work for real.
Definitely.
You that think too, crazy. Like, so we talk about all the classic clubs, the, you know, Crucial's Pool Palaces, all that shit. You think now because of all this bullshit going on, it's harder for, like, artists in Atlanta to get their records through the club and break them? Because we ain't seen, like, we seen some records going and working, but when last time we seen one of them from a new artist out of Atlanta?
Man, to be honest, I think niggas are getting, like, to the point where they feel like they can just throw their shit on the internet. And they're not really like, you know,
respecting them.
There's no footwork.
Yeah, they're not really, yeah, like, it's plenty of niggas send me that shit. Like, damn, my shit ain't rolling yet. Nigga, you ain't came.
Mm.
Like, you got to come. And you just can't give it to one DJ.
You got to work all of them.
It's a bunch of us out here.
Oh, no, we work record. We to go to every club that's open every night.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember the first time I
you. To do it.
Yeah.
Jay brought you through when you first had tried out.
Yeah.
It was what? Cream, man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, we go to every club every night. We're going to stand them over until they play it two times, then pew, next club. Yeah. Two times, pew, next club. We might perform it. Yeah. Break this bitch in 30 days.
Yeah.
So the new niggas, what I'm saying, the new niggas, is they not doing that because they lazy, or is they not doing that because they scared?
Because it's
both.
It's a mix.
Both.
I ain't gonna say that. Because everybody ain't got enemies. So I think it's just.
But see, you ain't got to have enemies.
You can fuck out of your ass. You right around and pull over. Make an enemy.
You right.
You got to think about it. And nowadays, in the music game, you got to at least look like you popping and shit. So if you got a song you trying to break in the club with your boys, you over there. All your money out, you doing the most. Like, is you that you got it? You know what I'm saying? So, yes.
Yeah. You're right. It's definitely up. I get it. You put it that way.
It's both.
Nigga, you fly over there?
Yeah. You got to be protected because niggas definitely coming that bitch just to watch. So, I get it.
Damn. Well,
what y'all think made, beside music, made the shit just go left? Because it's like this in every city. Like, the streets just, like, niggas don't want no money. They just want war.
I don't think that shit was healthy, even though everybody didn't abide. I don't think it was healthy sitting in that house for no year plus for the world.
I think this was happening before.
Yeah, it was fucking
bad.
It wasn't as bad. Like, a lot of these beefs and a lot of these situations that these niggas be having going on be about a bitch.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, we know that. 100%. But you telling me 2019 was worse than 2021 and 22? Before we went in that COVID shit was going on, but that shit different now.
What happened with that shit was, with the COVID shit was, they sitting out that PPP money. Mm-hmm. Certain niggas start getting money, ain't never had no money. They and, and they don't fuck that money up, so now they desperate to keep up the hole that they done got with that money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I got this new bitch with this money and lied to her. Yep. Like all that nigga. That nigga gotta go be crazy to take at his bitch, man.
Take chances. Keep up. So y'all see what
you're saying? 2020.
No, that's a fact.
Yeah, like, you, and not even the female. It's just like, I done felt what money feel like. And so now I'm desperate for it.
Yeah.
Mm. Them folk gave me a 20. Yeah. Like, them folk give you a 20. I ain't never had no money. I got 20 racks from a PPP.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care what industry. Don't nobody want to go back to them. Being fucked up.
That's why you don't got
that
people.
That shit make you crazy.
That's why a lot of people not working now. Because you got a lot of people that, like, they made so much money without working that they not trying to hear nothing.
Yeah, fuck you. It fucks you up like my time going to come again.
I figured
out. Yeah, it's going to come back. Because you got so many people in California.
That dream still.
Yeah, and in California, you got so many people that, like, right now, unemployment is still paying them double, triple than their average job. So a lot of people still not even going to go work because they make more money off of unemployment.
Yeah, that's why.
So you mean tell me I make more money sitting on my ass and deciding that I want to maybe start a hairline or start a company or some shit? That's...
So they don't have a limit on that unemployment shit?
Depends on state.
How you
I think
get
everybody
it?
Just really
ain't. Right.
Yeah.
I ain't get it.
I think we're going to have a job at one point.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Shit, we just started this. We didn't have this before the pandemic.
Yes,
the hell we did.
I mean, I'm saying we didn't have, like...
Oh, not Big Facts Friday.
Not Big Facts Friday to be at unemployment this year. Because if we can, I can still go back.
Unemployment for people got fired, though, right? You
gotta get fired. Nah, not when the pandemic hit.
Yeah, not for COVID.
Not for COVID.
Everybody got fired.
No.
Not fired. You just...
They did furloughs and layoffs. You can't just say, I quit my job and go get unemployment.
Yes, you can. That's what they want.
No, you gotta be fired.
You can say...
No, during the pandemic. Oh, during the pandemic.
Yeah, that was... Yes, that was the gray area.
The pandemic, you didn't have to get fired.
But COVID over, so...
No,
it ain't over there in California.
We just
I might catch COVID. I don't need to come back here. How you fly for that shit? How you get that shit?
Yeah, that's kind of the new mutant strain.
Get unemployment foundation.
It's definitely COVID is still outside.
It definitely is.
Then we have
when I say it's over, they are not. The masses are not.
Yeah, because I have anxiety with this COVID pox.
Yeah. The monkey pox. Yeah,
that shit scared me, bro.
Food stamps, all that shit.
Nobody,
come back to kind of what I was saying. 2020 made shit worse.
Yeah.
It didn't make shit better.
Just the
year made shit worse. Yeah. Whatever the reason is, it made shit worse.
But they said, you got to think about it. It could be in the sky. They said 2020 was going to be the last year.
Of what?
Then we probably got this check out 2020.
That was 2012,
man,
I thought.
Who'd you say the shit didn't end and we're not really here?
We're going into uncharted Gemini territory.
All right, all right,
yeah.
I'm glitched up, but I'm just saying. Who's to say? So you can't tell me you don't have times that you be like, damn, man, I was just here. Not on no bullshit like
deja vu.
That shit be different than deja vu, bro.
Out of body experiences. Is that what it's
called? You never felt that, bitch.
I don't feel deja vu, but not like how you, if you saying it deeper than just feeling like, damn, I done been here before, I ain't had that.
I'm talking about like, you can smell some shit and be like,
what the hell, I just...
smell this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
No, it ain't been that strong. I don't feel like I've been somewhere and felt like I was there.
No, I don't be around nobody. I be somewhere else by myself and... I don't know, bro. I ain't finna just let y'all diagnose me right here. So. That's what it is, bro.
I done woke up delirious before.
And how do you feel about that?
Nah, real shit, though. How we know what we know?
Somebody give me a seat. Yeah.
How we know what we know?
Ding, 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 ding.
What is the validity of it?
Of what?
No, the word, going back to
the
word.
What is the validity
of... What
makes
all this shit valid?
What makes all this shit valid? Like, what if when we sleep, that's when we live?
Sometimes when you see, you
don't,
as you see black.
These some crazy questions, but that shit I be thinking about. That shit be done about to fuck with me too, like.
We the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
They said they need else's. About what? Will I get big fat?
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
What if all the people that they think crazy is really the smart people?
And we crazy?
Yeah, that's
sometimes
like,
that is like that.
Though. That's how they describe geniuses.
Don't they use the extra percent of their brain that we don't use?
So y'all can tell me we like seeing 5%. More zombies.
Say it again.
Lately.
Zombies? Wait, what? You mean,
like the people that's walking around talking in their head and doing all that. Those are zombies.
I agree with you. I definitely
about the people that's not on drugs.
Yeah. A lot of weird shit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We seeing that shit
yeah,
see way yeah. more.
Yeah.
Go downtown. Go downtown.
Is it because they just closed down a lot of psych wards around the world?
What it's supposed to probably be is...
Speaking of psych wards, I don't mean to cut y'all off.
What's that
y'all need to go see Smile.
I heard about that.
Smile, the movie that just came out. Y'all need to go see that.
What's the drug everybody on?
It's deep. It's deep.
Is it fentanyl? No, the other shit, meth and shit.
What about people that ain't on drugs? They just flip out. Shit. Because, bro, like, and I hate to say it, bro, I was just talking to my homegirl the other day. Two young boys, one tried to kill himself and one of them actually did it. Like, when that shit start happening? So like, how these niggas
smile.
Feel like they going through so much?
Now I gotta go see.
And they got a kid, they seven. They ain't even live life yet.
Yeah, suicide media. Rate definitely is up.
Social media.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, social media. People don't control their minds.
Yeah.
So if you sit there and you're looking at this device all day and you only follow people that you inspire to be like, so you only see maybe 100 people that's living life the way that you wanted to live, not even thinking about the millions of people that there is else in the world, you gonna start feeling the type of way. All these people, all they got all this shit that you, your mom, and nobody in your family could afford, and now you feel like that's life. That's the way life's supposed to be. So because I can't get this, my life is ain't shit. I'm never gonna have a great life. Social media got these kids out here feeling like they gotta have Balenciagas in the fucking fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't grow up like that. You weren't thinking about no damn goddamn high-end brands. We was thinking about J's, but we wasn't thinking about Balenciagas and shit like that.
Yeah,
like these little kids now, like, pulling up to proms and Ferraris and Rolls Royces and shit like that.
Yeah.
We was good with the fucking limo.
I drove my mom's
car. No, I'm for real. Like, you had your limo, you think you popping if your mama could rent you a car. And it could have just been a motherfucking Camry.
You get dropped off by Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry dropped me off at the station wagon. Hit my frog. Nigga, come on, what? Climb through the back like them girls on ATL.
But social media got these kids out here like really living in like social media and the computers, because you got these kids that's in the metaverse all day. So they in the metaverse.
What if we
brain.
In the metaverse?
We not.
How you know?
Because what device are you looking through? You have to look through a device.
We ain't got to look through shit. What if somebody looking at us from another verse?
That can be possibly true.
So black, you believe in the chip and shit? Nigga, chip.
I don't believe in shit. But I believe that they got a lot of shit going on that we don't know to believe in.
I can agree with you with that, but I don't just know.
How all this shit keep popping up? Like, these folks had to know about Corona, monkeypox, all that shit 20 years ago.
Yeah, they knew.
For sure.
Because, okay, so my
question... How these folks always know when shit gonna happen, like...
The Simpsons.
Jay, I'm talking about, like, eclipse and shit and all type of shit that happens when a meteor and all this shit coming. So they know all type of shit. They can't tell us exactly what's going on with fear of panic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some shit going on that we don't know about.
Yeah, it definitely
some
shit going
on. Artificial intelligence. The Simpsons predicted... every fucking major tragedy.
Right.
That is true. But it's always some shit going on that we don't know yet because of that, the fear of panic.
Yeah.
They're going to tell us when we need to know, when it's like too much information out there, so we got to tell them now.
That's why I said, man, this is my new shit, bro. Anything I get outside of this shit is extra, bro, because I done lived a hell of a life. Thank God. I'm going to continue to live it. I can't sit around and stress about this shit because my mind goes to too many different places. I think I'm in the fucking metaverse. I think goddamn... D, y'all ain't real. Like, this fucking computer, like, real shit, bro. So I'm just gonna just zone out and go to Wyoming.
In your head.
But how you gonna be in the metaverse if you're not, like, looking through something? Like, the metaverse is...
Bruh,
like,
I'm saying, we the motherfucking game.
You really try to say Matrix.
We the niggas inside the game. And
who
controls
the Matrix?
You really trying to say Matrix.
Huh?
Who controlling them niggas? Somebody got control.
Shit, the niggas on the outside of the
nigga on the outside of... Who controlling goddamn Madden? You?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a nigga playing us like Madden somewhere.
Somewhere.
Y'all never seen Big Sky?
Nice. All right.
Y'all never seen Big Sky?
What
the show on ABC about...
Jay, you the only one watch movies and shit, baby.
I ain't seen it.
You seen that trend? You seen that shot?
What is on, Jay?
Have anybody here seen that? It's a show on ABC.
Nobody ain't seen that.
Jay be on her sci-fi shit, for real.
Oh, man, y'all funny.
Yeah, I forgot Omizi was a cancer, man.
I ain't gonna lie, she said something about it. I want to go see it.
What is
that? I said, that's that cancer shit.
The Big Sky.
Yeah, man.
Nah, but bro, I don't know. I be just wigging myself out sometime, but...
I ain't gonna lie though, niggas would trip if they knew what the fuck was finna happen. I know I would if niggas would tell me, a bunch of aliens finna come. I'm a trip.
I'm just going to do the shit I want to do. See, I want to know. They need to go and tell me so I can go
ahead. That's what I was saying about the nigga in jail.
I think that's the point.
I got shit I want
to
do.
I think that's the point, though. What? You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do anyway.
Nah, I can't do this, bro. Like, anyway.
Don't crash out. You're not supposed to crash out.
That's what I'm saying. If I know alien come, I'm finna crash.
Everybody going to crash out. It'll be what you going to do.
Set it off.
What you gonna do? It's like,
if everybody knew the day they would not be here no more and pass away, this shit wouldn't, it wouldn't structure. It wouldn't
That's the same shit I was saying about the niggas in jail with the max out date. Like, once you know your date, that shit is gonna drag because you're waiting for the time to pass. Mm-hmm. When you don't know when you're getting out, you just chilling because you know the shit is up in the air and you trying to figure it out.
Nah, that shit backwards. The struggle.
Not to me.
Yeah, to you, but the struggle is not knowing. Once you get it, you kind of can accept, like, fuck it, I got
to
do
it. Now, once you get it, you watching the clock every 5 minutes trying to wait on the time to go down so you can fuck it.
It's just different. It's just different of a opinion.
Yeah.
It's just like police get behind you. And I said this before, police get behind you. Before they hit the lights, your anxiety is through the roof.
Yep.
When they hit the lights, it's fuck it, man.
We here now.
It is. What the hell it finna be? It finna be. But soon they bust at you and get behind you, nervous as a motherfucker, shaking like damn. Yeah. And the light come on. Damn.
Whatever.
You kind of calm down a little bit. You get a little nervous when they, before they start the car, when they step out, start the car, you know you got something in it. Fuck it, I'm going to jail. Mm. You get kind of calm.
Yeah, that's a point.
Because you know what finna happen.
You know what's gonna happen when you, the unknown is this, is the anxiety.
Because just imagine,
you talking about as far as life is concerned, if we all knew, it wouldn't be right.
No, but just think about it. If you knew life was gonna end, if you knew, nigga, if you knew life was gonna end tomorrow, you wouldn't be wanting to come here today. You'd be wanting to go do other shit. You,
if I knew life, they don't need to play like that because they fuck around. I'm gonna did all the wrong shit and then that shit like, nah, we was just playing.
Right.
We chose the wrong day.
We mixed your cards up. I'm gonna fuck about all type of relationships and friendships and marriages and all that.
Damn.
Ready,
man. Shut up. Life it is. I'm gonna do what I'm doing. I'm
That's the order of it. But you're really supposed to live life to the fullest anyway. On some bullshit.
But you can't live life to the fullest when you're in a position that you have been ameliorated. You have changed yourself. Like, but when you know things are doomed, you're gonna go back to the person that you were before.
Yeah.
Like now I'm finna go get some strength. About some shit that I let go because I'm a changed man.
It depends on who you are, though. You ain't really changed.
I changed. I repudiated that person.
No, you just suppressing the real you.
That's suppressed
because that motherfucker gonna fly out at one point.
So are you suppressing the person that's inside of you?
Oh, we all are.
Thank you. I know this for a fact.
I'm just saying, if I knew it was finna be over, I ain't studying that shit.
You like, listen, I ain't gonna let the world take you out. I gotta come do it.
I'm with you.
You gotta see my face.
Oh my God.
Fuck that.
Oh man. Well,
you gonna feel this shit before we leave this motherfucker.
Yeah, until long, Jay. Right.
That lady 7 years old, man.
Damn, Jay, you already thumped on her.
That lady 7 years old, man. She's a missionary at the church.
She gonna be at the house calling out Jay one Thanksgiving.
Oh man.
She used to work at the police department.
Oh man.
Yeah, you better leave her alone.
What's some other stuff we I can't say the word.
Repudiate.
Some other shit. So we know what type of people we repudiate. We know what type of situations, what type of shit we repudiate.
I repudiate selfishness too.
Yeah.
I don't know. As much as I be wanting to say goddamn.
Fuck it.
No, it's like hard. So I just can't even answer the phone or can't even look at the text. Like my sister texted me this morning. This shit crazy. She texted me in the morning like, babe, I'm out here, I done paid for the woo. Can you send me $500? If you can't, I understand. I said, well, I'm glad you understand. I love you. she called me like, motherfucker don't do that shit. And I said, but you didn't understand.
That's a good one.
Like, come on, bro. Shit crazy. I just can't be selfish.
I don't think we meant
to
be.
But some people could be. I think that there's. Oh, it should be. Some people. It's okay to be selfish. Like some people don't know how to be selfish, yes. So they need to learn how to be selfish
with yourself,
and your
but
energy.
Yeah, but it's not okay to be selfish. I don't want to say when you're able to not be selfish, but if it's some shit like that, like with me, like if it's some shit that's not going to be no skin off my back, it's not going to cost me no money, it's not going to be whatever, I'm doing all that shit because like, fuck it, it's not taking nothing from me. Mm. And if it's somebody I really care about, even if it does cost money or whatever, I'm still going to do it if they really need it because I know that they wouldn't have asked me if they didn't really need it. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like certain other shit about like my time and my fucking sanity and all that kind of shit.
What iPhone 14
like,
at now? Selfish.
Because you for sure got on one last year.
What my iPhone 14
was busting out them phones.
I've been calling Essen with a phone and she keeps saying something that don't make sense.
Bruh, you said that you wanted to wait. You didn't want to upgrade your phone. You wanted to wait till the 14 came out.
They out.
And I'll go get it. Now.
Okay. Thank you.
Anytime, in advance.
So next show, I should be able to show my phone.
Next show, I'm going to do the whole little setup like we did the last time with the pink box and you my girl and you know what I'm saying? It's already charged. Why is it open? Okay, all that. We gonna recreate that shit.
Okay, that's love, Paul.
Yeah. 4L.
Screen one.
Shit, screen.
I got one, actually. So.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shit, shy one. I got you. Since y'all giving our phones up here. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Omeezy, man. We got Omeezy in the building with a conversation with Big Facts and Omeezy.
You know, Big Facts Friday, we just be kicking it. You be watching anything on your mind or your heart, man. You just want to throw out there, want to chop it up real quick about before we slide.
Nah, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for letting me come on y'all platform.
Yeah.
It's great. I want everybody to tune in to conversation with Omeezy soon, man. I got a bunch of episodes coming, so.
I'm coming out there one of them Wednesdays.
Yeah, y'all coming. Oh, it's my BBL. Okay, yeah, hell yeah. Let me know y'all coming. I'm going to lay the red carpet out for y'all.
How do the rappers break their music now?
I mean, honestly, I think it goes hand in hand. You're gonna have to have that internet presence and that club presence.
Right.
It's hard. It's possible to do it with just the internet presence, but like, you know, and it depends on all the music you make. Some shit that get broke, they not gonna wanna hear it where I'm at.
Mm. Let me ask y'all something, both of y'all DJ. Mm. If you just woke up today with all the things you know about breaking records and and you had a record, you become a rapper. Who you taking your song to in Atlanta to get it broke?
As a DJ?
No, as an artist. You're an artist. An artist. Who you taking your song to, period?
Money or no money?
Hold up. No money first. No money first.
Shit. I'm about to take it to God because I'm about to take it to God because if niggas ain't paying without no money, like, I'm about to pray about it.
Pray for another PPP.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
PPP.
Because, like, DJs done seen so many, you know, we done took so many artists, like, yeah, nigga, nah, don't give me nothing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we done seen their record, they on BET, and we just still
waiting on that
in
back
the club.
Again.
That shit make a nigga sour.
Yeah, that's some DJ trauma.
That shit make a nigga sour. Now, I already know, like, damn, bro, you just told me the realest story ever.
Yeah.
And I broke your shit for real, like, with my heart.
Yeah.
Now you don't know me.
And the other side of that shit is when you in the clubs or radio and all that, you lose your job behind that shit. So you feeding your family behind that shit, taking the risk for a nigga that's going to keep it real with you.
So if you had the bread, who you spend your money with? Like, I'm finna fuck with these DJ to get my shit popped.
I'm going to fuck with Plug. I'm going to fuck with Ann Dirty.
Definitely.
I'm going to fuck with JT. I'm gonna fuck with me.
Chaos,
definitely chaos.
Chaos, yeah. Steel.
DJ Steel, definitely DJ Steel. It's a bunch of. I know I'm missing a few.
Strip clubs too, though.
Yeah,
strip club DJ.
And definitely, I'm gonna call Ryan DC because they gonna make sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Talking and
for sure.
You know, for sure. I'm gonna you know DJ Fro for sure.
Oh, Fro, yeah, my nigga. Shouts out to Fro.
Fro,
my brother.
Fro, one of the realest niggas
in
Atlanta, man.
You gotta go see Swamp.
You gotta go see Swamp.
X-rated. Space still in there, right? Space? Out of space? No.
Space that Magic.
Oh, yeah, Magic. Yeah.
You gotta go see fucking C-Money.
It's a bunch of them.
Do your run. Like you were saying, do your run.
No, I'm saying, like, if you can't reach all them, like, you know how they be having different organizations that break songs.
You don't have to reach all
them. They still got DJ organizations?
I mean.
Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
You gotta reach all of them. You just don't have to.
Well, if your money don't reach
that
long,
see, this is the thing, right? There are some rare instances, like, let's take like T-Rock Pool Palace and shit like that.
Shout
right?
out to T-Rock, man. T-Rock's still out here.
A lot of records.
Salute to T-Rock.
Doing his thing.
But can't no one DJ.
Yeah.
And I used to tell niggas that, bro, it ain't just me.
Can't
I feel
no
you.
One DJ do it.
But it ain't just me, bro.
But I think everybody. Personally, bro, I don't know. I guess it was just me, bro. I went to Crucial. Mm-hmm. Formed my song. MLK got it.
Yeah.
From that point, MLK niggas started calling me.
Yep. It's a little different, though.
Bang, what a record at MLK. Yeah. Like, so little, he had to been calling around.
But it's a little different. You had motion.
I had no motion, I wasn't a rapper. You had to be a rapper. But you were black.
So it's a little different.
Yeah. Niggas was waiting on me to fuck with me.
It wasn't as hard for Lo to run around because niggas knew Carlos. Yeah. See what I'm saying? But if you just a rapper just, in your room with your people trying to be a rapper and you ain't really got the other motion.
Yeah, who are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How much you got?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say this too. I said I was gonna start like listening to records and start really like not worrying about the money, but I want to find a record and really love it and really put some energy
into it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where that go to? Where that type of time went to?
Like, you hear a record. It's you just got to fuck with your DJ. You got to fuck with that DJ. If this DJ don't fuck with you, go to another.
How you
with you, go to somebody else.
And you probably been through this. How you know you had that conversation with a DJ? He put his ass out there for you, wrote that shit, and fucked the money. You ain't even send the man a plaque.
Is this some bullshit though? Nah, that real.
You see what I'm saying?
Is this some bullshit though? If you DJ Omiz or DJ Screen, you scrolling and you hear a banger. Like, damn, that's a banger.
Yeah.
Would that be some bullshit if you don't just go play it?
Oh, I love
it. As a DJ?
Me personally, I love it too much. I did that before. Like, I love that shit. I'm going to play it because I just...
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know the artist. Like, damn, this shit hard.
I'm going to be real. I done did that shit and I feel fucked up about it.
What, like,
I done seen some shit with her and didn't play it. Like, and I had to think, like, honestly, it's like, I ain't mean to.
Yeah, so it's but like, you programmed not to. But what about it?
Yeah, no, not even just that.
Come see me.
Not even just that. I be dealing with so much, and that's why I said I want to start really, like, embracing shit for real and not just worried about the money.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do better at saying, oh, boy, this shit hard. Let me download this shit now. Because if I don't download it now, I'm be DJing for
and then you playing a nigga record, nigga here, you tag the nigga might come in that motherfucker and be like, bro, you the first nigga.
Definitely. Ooh, ooh. Definitely.
You work. And then like if you don't, he don't. You just did it. Like, I feel like
that's part of the culture we should be doing. But definitely. It's tainted on both sides.
Yeah, we should be like doing that more.
Nah, it's just niggas have been scarred by the other niggas who done promised them. So they're like, bro, I ain't hipping no nigga. What the money?
That's what it turned into. I used to send people back to like somebody might fuck with a DJ, you know what I'm saying? And then they'll come to me. Oh, I want to fuck with Scream. I'm like, but bro, don't leave him out. Put him on the mixtape.
Exactly.
Do something for him.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, we ain't think about that. Well, you need to think about that.
Yeah.
Don't just run to me on some dick riding shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, go back and show the same people love that was fucking with you day one. Yeah. That's just the right thing to
DJ
do.
DJ artist relationship just need to be better, period.
For sure.
You know, as DJs, we can't be so standoffish. And as artists, y'all can't be such a... Hey, nigga, play my shit now. Because a lot of time is approach, too.
Oh, nah, you dead on that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times, like, you ain't finna bully me to play your song.
Yeah, because I'm a DJ, I'm a man.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know, like, a lot of times...
Get that shit out of here.
Yeah.
Just, like, from me, like, working records or whatever, and me, like, being in a DJ booth with niggas and see niggas, like, a nigga will come and bring an unknown record and expect the DJ to put it on right then or to put it on prime time. And they think that they finna stand right there and fucking stare the nigga into fucking playing.
You got DJ like, hey, bro, hey, I got this song. I ain't got no internet. I ain't got no Bluetooth.
Hey, sometimes
I ain't got nothing for you. I ain't got nothing to get you. I got a CD player.
Yeah.
I got no thumb drive. I ain't got nothing. I don't want it.
The best thing to do is
this. I ain't even a DJ right now. This shit already going.
The best thing to do is get a DJ outside the club. And when I'm in the mix and I got these folk going crazy.
I'm in my zone.
I got to do what I'm getting paid for.
Exactly.
Shit.
We can't have a meeting right now.
Yeah, a rapper can't be on stage rapping and you go up on stage bothering that nigga while
you're rapping. Exactly. We can't have a meeting while I'm at work.
Exactly.
That's what niggas got to understand.
Exactly. Yo, build that rapport with that DJ. I tell you all the time.
Come to me on a slow night.
Hey, here go my number, bro. Just call me tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I pick up.
So we repudiate.
Fuck niggas. Liars.
Selfishness.
Leeches.
Right.
Selfishness. And... aunties with attitudes.
AWA. Yeah.
She gonna thump you again. She gonna call out that one.
Right, I tap out. I'm a new nigga now.
That's fucked up. Leave that lady alone.
I seen that shit you said on Big Fat. She gonna leave your voicemail.
She gonna leave me on Facebook.
Oh, bitch, you think?
Bitches thought it was over.
Hey, check us out at www.bigfaxpod.com, at Big Facts Friday, at Big Facts Pod.
Salute!
Thanks, bro.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.